the ascetic and the loincloth. In a village lived a guru and his disciple. They spent all their time in prayers and meditations. Then one day, "My son, I have to leave you for a while as I am going on a pilgrimage. Remember all that I have taught you and live a simple life." "I will follow your advice, Gurudev." And the guru left. One morning, as usual, the ascetic washed a piece of loincloth. He hung it on a tree branch for drying. "I will now go and beg for alms. May God bless you for your kindness." Later, when ascetic returned to his hut, he found that loincloth was eaten by rats. "I'll have to beg for another." Next day at the village, "Mother, I need a loincloth. Can you spare me one?" "I have a new one. I'll give it to you. Thank you very much." "For the safety next morning. Today, I will hang my loincloth high on another branch." However, the rats again damaged the loincloth. "Only remedy for this is to get myself a cat. The cat will protect my loincloth. In order to keep my cat happy, I should feed her milk daily. I better carry this cow with me. Very soon, I need to cultivate the land around my hut in order to feed my cow. After some time, once this house is ready, I'll be able to store my cow's feed safely. Very soon, without a wife and a servant, it is impossible to maintain the loincloth, cat, cow, land and the house." After a few years, the guru returned to where there used to be a hut. "Do you know about the hut which was here before?" "Just wait, I'll call my boss." "Oh Guruji, I was waiting for you. At last you have come back. I am so fortunate. What happened to the hut? You are supposed to be an ascetic. I had told you to live a simple life. This is the result of your desires. It is not the matter of loincloth. There is no limits to one's desires." The disciple realized. "Forgive me, Gurudev. Moral: material desires are never ending. The belief that once our desires are fulfilled, we can then take a spiritual path is the biggest lie one can live."